Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, a number of protests around the country, in fact, around the world, over the ban by Donald Trump signed on Friday that designated certain countries on the list and has caused problems for people even holding green cards. We certainly have seen the protests largely in New York outside of Kennedy Airport, including two congresspeople joining the fray, Nita Lowey and Gerald Nadler. We've also heard Governor Cuomo echoing that we're all Muslim. We're all gay. We're all Americans, basically. And certainly a time now where we're wondering how all this will proceed, even though there's been somewhat of a step back when it comes to green card holders.
Yeah, I think people are looking. There's certainly been chaos at the airports. The governor, the mayor, all the top New York Democrats this weekend were out there in force talking against the new president's plans. There was a march in New York City that Mayor de Blasio took part in. Governor Cuomo held his own announcements and put out different statements calling for unity and said that he's going to look at and see what he can do in terms of the Port Authority and whether there's anything they can do to fight this. You know, it's an extension, I guess, of the rhetoric and the talk we've heard since Donald Trump won election in November.
Well, and speaking of unity, your column today, can we all get along? The idea that Governor Cuomo is trying to mend fences with his own Democratic legislators in the Assembly, Senate, and IDC.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's trying at this point, but certainly a number of his allies and people close to him are saying he needs to tamp down the rhetoric. Last week, we saw that the governor or his aides went after specific lawmakers by name, people who criticized him. They fought back hard and ripped them publicly. And a number of his allies told me this isn't helping, that, you know, the governor needs to tamp it down and he's got to try to work with these guys. Certainly, at least when I spoke to them, they were still defiant and said, we're going to call people out as we see the need to.
Many on the Democratic side in the Congress defiant over Betsy DeVos as potential education secretary, and John Flanagan of New York, Senate Majority Leader Republican, signed on to a petition, a letter from Republican officials on this.
Yeah, a letter was sent to the chairman of the Education Committee, the U.S. Senate Education Committee, basically praising DeVos and calling for a quick confirmation of her, despite people who say she's unqualified or she's anti-public education. It was a letter from Republican officials from all 50 states, and in a number of states, a number of Republican officials signed on. From New York, Flanagan was the only one who signed on, and he took some heat for it from teachers unions and Democrats.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. We appreciate it. Just head to NY Daily News to find out more. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.